we've learnt the news overnight that Australia's Jared Tallant is expected to be awarded a gold medal from the 2012 London Olympics after the performance of a Russian athlete was disqualified by the Court of Arbitration for Sport. To take your mind back, of course, Tallant had finished second to Sergei Kudryavkin in the 50-kilometre walk at the London Games, but Cass declaring the gold should be stripped from the 36-year-old because of a positive test to a banned substance. And Jared Tallant has been good enough to take our call here on Good Friday. Jared, good morning. And what's your reaction, I suppose, when you heard that news?
Good morning. I was very, very happy. It's been a long fight, a long road to get here. It's something that I've, you know, it's been my mission for the last few years to be able to be called the Olympic champion and get this result. So I feel, you know, really vindicated. It's been really tough. It's just good that justice has prevailed.
Jared, take your mind back, and I know you've been reflecting, and I've read with great interest back 4 years ago in London. When you crossed the line second, you felt that something wasn't right back then, didn't you?
Yeah, I definitely. As soon as I crossed the line, I went over to my coach to celebrate, and you know, he said, "Well done. We know you're the Olympic champion, and hopefully it'll be proved one day soon." Kudryavkin had come from a training centre in Russia where there, at the minute there's been over 30 doping cases from that centre, over 30 athletes banned. And for serious offences, so it was pretty obvious. And leading into London, that had a lot of athletes, a lot of his training partners had been banned for doping, and he just hadn't been caught at that stage. So, and the performances out of that centre were always, we're always very sceptical of what they'd achieved. And, weren't surprised at all when the news broke that, he failed a test.
How tough was it, Jared, then, to compete in that event, knowing what you knew?
Oh, it was very tough. It was always going to make the race extremely hard because it wasn't just him. There was also two other Russian athletes that he trained with who have also both had their Olympic results stripped. And they were, I think they were fifth and sixth in the race. So you had the winner, the fifth place and the sixth place, all three Russians banned from that competition. And, you know, any one of those guys could have won on the day. So it was always going to be incredibly tough to compete against them. But you just had to hold your head high, know that you were doing it the right way, the clean way, and that finally justice would prevail at some point in the future.
Any athlete, I imagine, would want to be recognised for their deeds on the spot, that great moment and elation of winning and all the work you've done in the build-up. What does it feel like, you know, 4 years after, to be given that absolute concrete recognition? How does that make you feel? Because you didn't get that opportunity to be recognised on the day itself.
Yeah, it's definitely a bit hollow. Nothing will beat being at the Olympic Games, standing on top of the podium, seeing the Australian flag being raised up, singing the anthem in front of the crowd, having family and friends there. Nothing will ever bring that back. I just hope that we can find a meaningful way for me to be presented with that gold medal at some point in the future in Australia with all my family and friends, and hopefully a big crowd, and we can really celebrate the special occasion and, you know, make up for that loss that I missed out on.
We're talking to Jared Tallant, of course, Australian Olympic gold medalist. We can say now, going all the way back to London 2012, a ruling overnight that, of course, the performance of a Russian athlete disqualified by the CAS, and now for the 50K walk, Jared Tallant will be recognised as the London Olympic gold medalist. I suppose it's been a big statement, hasn't it, the last 12 months against Russian athletics, building up to another Olympic Games in Rio this year from the IAAF. And I imagine that would please athletes all over the world. There's been obviously scrutiny, Jared, not only in athletics, but across a lot of sports with doping. And there seems to be every effort now to really, really cut down on what has just been, you know, blatant cheating for quite some time.
Yeah, and it's good to see that change is happening, and, you know, athletes in the future will hopefully be in clean races at the Olympic Games, and the person that wins on the day is a true winner, and I'll be able to celebrate that moment forever. So I think there's still a lot of work to do in Russia. They're banned at the minute. I'll be incredibly disappointed if the ban is lifted before the Rio Olympics. I can't see how much can change between now and the Games. So Kurt Yapkin's actually just returned from his ban. He's already competed at the Russian Championships, and he's in line to be selected if Russia are allowed to compete in Rio. So, just hoping the IAAF aren't weak and they hold him out. And don't let them compete in the games.
Had you had much to do with Kurt Yapkin personally?
No, the only time I ever met him was on the start line. And I've raced against him a number of times. 2009 World Championships as well, I was battling for the lead with him at the 40K mark. And I was just, he was just going incredibly strongly, and I was just pushing too hard to keep up with him. In that race, I blew up and finished seventh. He went on to win the gold medal, but now he's also been stripped of that gold medal. And that's the thing, it's just not the London Olympics. I've now been awarded the gold medal from the World Cup in 2012. I'll move up to the silver medal at the 2011 World Championships, but unfortunately behind another Russian athlete who's most likely to cheat, hasn't been banned. So it's affected a number of medals and results for a lot of athletes for a four-year period.
Russia in the spotlight, Jared. Do you imagine there are... I mean, how many other countries could be sort of implicated in this doping caper in that part of the world where, you know, it's not only, I mean, you think about the countries around Russia because of the way Russia's been divided up over the last 20 to 30 years.
Yeah, unfortunately, you know, questions are asked about other countries. And, you know, there are people that believe that, you know, there are a lot more cheats out there. None have been as successful as Russia, and I think that's why the spotlight has been put on them. But it would be good if WADA and the IAAF, they had more funds to tackle this problem, because it's not just Russia. There are a lot of other countries, and a lot more needs to be done in the fight against doping so that clean athletes you know, can be assured that when they compete that they're racing other clean athletes and the winner on the day is actually the true champion.
Yeah, I think for the athletes, for the sports fan, for those involved in the sport, we just want that surety. I think there's a few sports that are facing you know, some challenges, aren't they, in terms of, you know, doping, whether it be match fixing. We want to see every contest be absolutely absolutely genuine. Jared, well done on getting the recognition that you should, and obviously Athletics Australia will play their part over the next few months to make sure that gold medal's in your hand, mate. Justification, well done, and continue good luck.
Thank you. Thanks very much.